MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting with Francois van der Merwe, Head of Global Solutions at Sanlam Investments, multi-manager. Francois, I appreciate the time. Headlines have, over the last couple of years, been screaming about the increase in passive, more recently taken over from active in terms of assets under management. I mean, this is a shift that's been happening for, I was going to say a decade, but probably actually more than a decade.
Hi, Simon. Yes, it's probably been happening for the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. And really, it's been driven by the performance of, you know, the large US technology companies, which tend to dominate the global indices. And so when we look at it from a retail market perspective, retail investors obviously like to follow good mm-hmm. performance, and passive strategies have become very easily accessible for them. It's obviously low cost, and it's fairly transparent in terms of what the holdings are. So retail investors have flown into it, and then also institutional investors, you know, they have found it easier to justify their investment decision to go into a broad-based market index that's low cost and that tends to satisfy their fiduciary responsibilities.
And that at the kind of the heart of passive is the attraction, the broad-based, the simple, the low fee. And certainly that's where it started, as you say, with retail, moved into institutional. That is the sort of what they offer on the sticker, and fairness to passive, absolutely what they deliver in those broad sort of indices.
That's correct. But what, you know, we have to be cautioned about it, because as the passive strategies have grown, obviously the companies that do the best, there are a bigger weight in those mm-hmm. those indices. Mm-hmm. And currently we're sitting with, for example, an MSCI All Country World Index, where the top 10 constituents, they comprise 20% of the market. If their fortunes would change, you know, investors will be left quite vulnerable to the fortunes of those companies.
That's a good point. And that certainly is one of the challenges with passive. But if you flip to active, I mean, the active management remains essential. And there are times and places where I would suspect the active actually really stands up. And I'm thinking the last, 2025, with all of the shenanigans out of the US. And I'm also thinking perhaps emerging markets, the sort of the more niche places, perhaps not just an S&P 500 or an all world or country world index.
Definitely. So active management really is very beneficial, especially like you mentioned, in emerging markets mm-hmm. where markets are less efficient. It's also been quite successful in fixed interest markets. But, you know, don't throw the baby out of the bathwater. So active managers, there are a lot of skill amongst active managers.
Yeah.
And, you know, it should not be seen as just a general universe. And skillful managers have actually been very successful still and continue to raise assets under management over the last decade.
And that's perhaps the key point. And I'm going to throw a third one to it, but it is maybe picking your market. And it's hard to beat an index where, you know, 20% or more so in the S&P and even more so in the top 40 is dominated by a few very, very large stocks. It is the blend of, and knowing which works better where is the secret.
Correct. And I think, you know, if you look forward, it's going to be very important in terms of what happens to the market. So currently, you know, broad-based market is on very expensive valuation levels. Potentially, a lot of these big IT companies, their revenue and earnings growth is on a downwards trajectory. And at the same time, you're having a broader market, which is trading cheaply with stronger earnings growth. And so, you know, active managers are able to take advantage of those cheaper companies. We don't take on the valuation risks.
That's a great point, because a passive by its very nature is valuation agnostic. I would almost say that active is the exact opposite. It is, you know, valuation is the, I don't want to say the be all and end all, but certainly one of the key driving investment themes.
You're right. And, you know, markets don't always repeat themselves, but they tend to rhyme. And, you know, a lot of market participants are, you know, calling for the fact that a lot of what we are seeing currently in the broad-based market is a resemblance of the dot-com era. And we all know how that ended. And I think especially for active managers, it could maybe be the potential regime shift that is needed to really catapult active management again over the next couple of years.
It's also one of the key things, and this is, I think, and certainly I speak from personal experience and friends who sort of manage our own passive portfolios. Asset allocation is hugely important. You mentioned fixed interest a moment ago. And for many, I think that's the really hard part. I struggle with asset allocation all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, there's different ways of looking at asset allocation. It's not just always between cash, bonds, and equities, mm-hmm. but even within equity market, it's the allocation across different geographics. And so once again, take it back to the MSCI All Country World Index. You are overly exposed to the United States as a region. You know, up to 65% of the underlying portfolio would be invested in the United States, whereas you have a much broader investment universe out there.
A last question. You mentioned fees, and one of the parts of passive was around fees. Fees are still important for the active, and a lower fee gives you a better chance of the outcome, which is generating that alpha.
Correct. Fees are a really, really important part of the underlying investors' lives. And actually, Morningstar, in terms of some of their research they have done on active managers, is the fact that lower-cost active managers do actually tend to outperform the ones with higher fees. So fees don't always, or higher fees don't always justify higher returns.
That is an absolute key point. We'll leave it there. Francois van der Merwe, Head of Global Solutions, Sanlam Investments Multi-Manager. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.